So, John Laurie, you've been up on the podium this morning talking a wee bit about some of the plans of the party, but can you take us way, way back? Where did the Workers' Party come from? I mean, it's basically a 100-year-old pro-Republican party.
Yes, we are firmly rooted in a Republican tradition, there's no doubt about that. But I think what really people should think about is this. In the middle 60s, there was a whole reappraisal of the Republican movement. And at that time, the Republican movement basically turned itself on its head, and it moved away from narrow nationalism to embrace socialist politics, in effect. And in the north of Ireland, that manifested itself here in things like the civil rights movement and agitations around social and economic issues like housing, trade union rights and employment. So the whole focus shifted away from demands for a united Ireland, Brits out type politics, to politics of working class people, to the issues of jobs, housing, unemployment, all of those things.
And as the party is currently kind of constituted up north, it's basically a left-wing, anti-sectarian...
Absolutely.
Features of working class.
Yeah, and this is what we've been trying to say this morning as well. There's no doubt that the years of violence in Northern Ireland suffocated real political debate, and in many ways that prevented parties like ours putting forward really what our true face was. And I think there is an opportunity now for a party of the left in Northern Ireland. We know that in the past year, because we've been very active in the trade union demonstrations and the Gay Pride and May Day, all of those things, and we've met people who, at our own publication, Look Left, we've met people who say that they are interested in developing a socialist constituency, so we'd be quite keen to explore that as well.
So maybe we'll talk a wee bit in a second about some of your policies and what you've been involved in. Somebody tweeted this morning and said, I mean, the Workers' Party took part in racketeering during the Troubles. Do you recognise that?
Ach, well, look, you know, all these sorts of accusations were thrown about, and I mean, we've got to move on from things, and I mean, we've answered all of those things in the past, and I think really that's begrudgers say things like that. Let's honestly accept us for what we are today. I mean, we're honest and sincere in what we put forward. That's all we ask back from people.
And no racketeering today?
Absolutely not.
So this morning, I mean, we've been looking at everything from the media, billboard, trying to ban outdoor advertising. We've had a look at education. We've had a look at the fact that the party's been involved in a fair number of, if you like, kind of socialist trade union kind of demonstrations and things. I mean, where is the party active today? Because it's a relatively small conference compared to some other parties. I guess the day's bad because there's a rally on in Belfast as well. So
yes, we are a small party. I mean, we don't make any pretenses to be something that we're not. But I mean, mind you, when you look at the attendance of some of the so-called major parties of recent, I mean, they're not that big, and they're nothing to be shouting about. I think what's really useful about today has been the issues we've been discussing. It's been real meaningful debate leading to real meaningful proposals for activity, such as the things that you've mentioned, like the billboard campaign. And it's not as off the wall idea as it first appears when we remember that in fact there is such a campaign going on in Bristol.
Sao Paulo
has already done it, and in Paris they've made some moves along these lines as well, you know. So these are very practical things which we can advance.
Where does kind of taking a position on the media or billboards, how does that tie in with kind of the working class background of the party?
Well, I think, you know, we'll hear this afternoon from people talking about health and that. We take a very holistic approach to life. And, you know, the environment is, it does impact on the quality of life that we have. We heard one speaker from the floor, for example, talk this morning about he's someone who is unemployed, who's feeling the economic pressures at the moment. And he talks about his kid now wanting things today, which he didn't even know that he wanted yesterday. Mm-hmm. So many working class families will recognise that immediately.
The power of advertising.
Absolutely. And coming up to Christmas, you know, kids demanding of their parents that they want a X, Y, and a Z and so on. So I think it is something that working class families will readily recognise.
As a party, are you growing or are you shrinking or are you kind of staying?
No, we're growing, and as you saw here, we've quite a number of new members here today that we didn't have last year. We will be forming within the next month a new branch in Derry City. We haven't had a presence in Derry City for a long time. We did establish a socialist society at the University of Ulster Jordanstown campus. It's the first time that we've been involved in student politics for many years. And we're reconstituting branches. We have a new branch developing now in North Armagh. We have a new branch developing in South Derry with new members.
So the Workers' Party is not dead?
Absolutely not. We have members coming from Macrofelt, Macrorad, Derry City, North Antrim, as we have seen there as well.
Last week I had the fortunate to have been at the PUP party conference, mm-hmm. again, left-wing, working class kind of environment. They share many of the policies that you do. Some that they're differ on to some extent, but is there room for more cooperation across the left to actually work together as opposed to being a kind of a whole basket of factions?
Well, that's exactly the point. I think most people recognise from a common sense point of view that we do share a lot in common, and they say, well, look, wouldn't it be much better if we pooled our resources? We might have a bigger impact upon politics in Northern Ireland if we were to do that. And I think that there's a lot of merit in that, and that's why we want to explore that. And it's not just about elections, although we're prepared to look at that as well. And we've actually made a call in relation to the European elections, mm-hmm. because I think that that presents an opportunity, because Northern Ireland is a single constituency. The resources required to contest that type of election, and it's much more focused. So I think there is a possibility there. But even outside of elections, around campaigns as well, we want to explore how we can develop a real socialist constituency in Northern Ireland.
And you're going to do that through, I guess, going on the back of the Look Left magazine? You're going to kind of start a forum on the back of that?
Yes, we are. We're going to start a forum where we intend to go around Northern Ireland hosting public meetings around themes and issues which are of concern to people of the day. It's an opportunity to allow for debate and discussion, rather similar to the conference that we have here, because as you know, we have people who attend the conference who are not members of the Workers' mm-hmm. Party, but are interested in those types of politics. So it's to continue that dialogue and that cooperation and to provide a voice for people.
Do you wish that the kind of Labour Party Northern Ireland, which is starting to kind of rise from the ashes like a phoenix, a very small phoenix, do you wish that it and Workers' Party could actually work together and be one as opposed to two separate things kind of nearly representing the same ideology?
Yeah, well, we have worked with, both British Labour in Northern Ireland and Irish Labour as well, and both of them, in fact, some of those people are some of the people who have agreed to come and become involved with us in the Look Left Forum, for example. So we have absolutely no difficulty with that, and there are others too, like the Socialist Party, members of the trade union movement who are not affiliated to any party.
But the branding of Labour could actually do marginally better at an election than Workers' Party, perhaps?
That's something to look at. Of course, people do readily identify with Labour. Mm-hmm. That's correct.
They hear more about it.
They hear more about
it,
obviously.
Is that a danger for the Workers' Party, that somebody else steals your clothes?
No, well, we're not interested in ourselves alone. What concerns us is the promotion of socialist politics and advancing a better quality of life for the working class people. So if that means cooperating with others in order to achieve that, then that's fine.
Okay. What are the next steps? What are the next things the party's going to be kind of... Where might people see you again or hear from you, lobbying or running an event or doing something?
Well, they'll hear from us through our Look Left forums. As you heard earlier this morning as well, we have a recruitment leaflet and we have been out in various towns and cities across Northern Ireland recruiting, and that has brought members into the party. Some of the campaigns, the suggestions for activity this morning around the billboard campaign, for example, and the campaign on tax avoidance. Over the coming months, we want to develop those campaigns, and of course, we will be writing to all the left-wing groups as well to see how best we could possibly cooperate in terms of the European election. So they're going to hear a lot from the Workers' Party in the coming year.
Okay, thank you very much.
Okay, thank you.